Good afternoon, Dr. Madde. Thank you for taking the interview.
Thanks for having me, Danny. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Let's say I believe completely in the COVID sickness, and I agree with all the protocols they've put into place. I wear my mask wherever I go. I social distance, and I agree with the lockdowns. But they've put billions into this new vaccine. Many companies are competing with each other to produce the most safe and effective one. I say we take the vaccine, get back to normal. What do you say?
Well, I tell people that we must really take pause and think about that very strongly, because this vaccine is unlike any vaccine or medicine in the past that is being fast-tracked. We are skipping safety trials. We are skipping animal trials. And people need to know that this is not a safe vaccine. It has not been proven to be safe. And I, as well as my other colleagues, have a suspicion why they are skipping the animal trials. And the reason for that is that the previous attempts in the last 20 years to try a similar kind of vaccine, because this is a very different one, has been a failure in the animal studies. For instance, with the animal studies in the past, when they gave this kind of modified messenger RNA or modified DNA vaccine, the animals looked very robust with their immune systems at first. Wow, it looked like a success. Antibody levels went up in the blood samples, as well as the T cell response improved. Great. But in animal studies, they do something called a challenge test. That's not ethical in human test, only animal test. Meaning after they look good on the blood samples, they then give the animals the virus or the bacteria, or they expose them to the virus or the bacteria. And that's when we saw a lot of problems happen. Every time, the animals actually had a cytokine response, an inflammatory response, meaning they had a worsened response when they were exposed to the virus or bacteria. They were sicker, they had more lung inflammation, more liver issues, and more deaths happened. So if this happened almost every time in the previous kinds of vaccines of this nature, we could expect this to happen to this one, this very one they're trying to introduce on us. So let's say they do give this vaccine. At first, everything looks fine in everybody, right? And then what if they are exposed to the common cold, the common flu, or the CV20, or whatever they want to, whatever, something similar to that nature? And I expect, as well as my colleagues, that people will, there'll be more deaths, more morbidity, more issues. And I would suspect they wouldn't blame it on the vaccine, because the vaccine manufacturers have no liability right now. They would just say, well, that's the nature of this new virus that's out. They would blame it on that. We need to be very careful, because this vaccine is not safe based on previous data that we have, just that alone. Also, this vaccine is brand new on the human race. Never before has it been unveiled. They are messing with the DNA, the RNA, the genome, the genes. These are all the same kinds of words to be used on the very same thing. Our genome is what makes us human. It's the blueprint for us, what makes us grow, what makes us reproduce, what makes us evolve, what makes us heal. It's everything the body needs to know what to do, okay? So when they are manipulating that in any way, one tiny little change can make a disastrous result. It can result in cancers, mutagenesis, mutant genes, autoimmune disorders. So this could be later term effects from this. This is brand new. Now, the studies aren't being done properly. They're being fast-tracked. Also, we have to look at long-term studies of this, which not one study will be completed before October of 2021. So that means technically all of us will be in the middle of a grand experiment when they launch the vaccine. Not one, this is unbelievable. So this goes back to the Nuremberg Code from World War II. We should not be experimented on without our consent. People need to know we are in the middle of an experiment.
Right. And even October of 2021, even that would be fairly fast. How long does it usually take for a vaccine to be tested, proven safe?
A good study should be 10 to 15 years. Now they're saying 5 years, okay, but still 5 years is too soon, but let's give them the benefit of the doubt. even 5 years, we're not doing that. We're doing it in less than a year.
Less than a year. And you can probably bet that they'll start using the military as guinea pigs to do some more testing. I wonder who's going to get this vaccine first, and if they're going to start requiring it for airplane travel and so forth.
That's the problem. Now, we're all in the middle of a grand experiment. We don't know what would happen. And I'd like to remind people that this kind of vaccine is using a technology called transfection. And when they do that, this is the same technology they've used for genetically modified organisms. So the fruit and vegetables, people probably realize those are sterile. They don't reproduce their own seeds usually. That could happen to a human. Also, these vegetables are not as healthy. They don't have the nutrient composition that a normal organic healthy fruit and vegetable would have. If you look at the animals that are genetically modified, they don't live as long. They have a very short lifespan. So this would actually make us genetically modified in some way. And we could expect the same things. You can extrapolate that to humans. We need to really stop and look at this. Their excuse for using this kind of vaccine is that they can make it really quickly and mass produce it and send it out. Really? That's their reason. That is the only reason they're giving for using this kind of vaccine.
Well, they're also going with the assumption that COVID itself is incredibly dangerous. And would you agree that it's like, I talked to a friend a little while back and he says, oh, this is 10 times as deadly as the flu. And I don't see that figure even in the official figures.
No, all the data shows you that it's not as deadly at all. The CDC, the World Health Organization, all of these groups are admitting that it is not as deadly. We can put it on par maybe with the H1N1 flu, and we didn't shut down the world for that one, did we? And also, you know, the data is very manipulated. And right. It is a lot of false numbers going on here. And with this many mistakes, I could not say that it was not, I believe it's intentional. It's intentional right. To get the numbers up. Because when you have, just for instance, the state of Florida having over 300 labs that reported 100% positive test yeah. results,
yeah,
that's not a mistake. Those are individual labs. And then they were investigated and they found less than 10% were actually positive, not 100%. There's something going on there. This has been duplicated, not in just the United States and other states, but also in other countries around the world. Wait a minute, what's going on here? We're seeing everything being mirrored around the world. Okay, yeah. So there's something bigger going on here. You know, it's not just manipulation of the data. You look at how people have a lot of money invested in this, a lot of money to be made. And they're the ones pushing for this vaccine. Of course, the people that are going to make money. And also, people must know that these vaccines, that we have no recourse if something happens to us. They have no liability, zero liability. If you die, if anyone dies, if anyone's maimed, if anyone has long-term side effects or diseases, too bad. You cannot do anything about it. They still make all of their money, and we suffer. How is this fair? How is this correct? How is this right? Think about having the autonomy to make any product you ever wanted. You don't have to do the research and